Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Friday edition of the program, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the Internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout-out to all of our active military, all of our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, all of those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the overnights on the third watch, keeping America rolling along, we salute you. We appreciate each and every one of you, especially the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers. And, of course, the men and the women getting the job done coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail across the country, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, you're hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And that's, let's not leave out, obviously, our Amazon warehouse workers who are listening to the program, our Amazon drivers as well, delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can find out all about the program. You can find out ways to listen as well. And we hope that you can take a trip over there to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And our number, if you want to call in and join the program, 1-877-969-8600. And without further ado, let's welcome our guest, which is Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, are you ready to say the pledge as we get underway?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right, so here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And, of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program. Those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, I'm sure you probably saw some of these whistleblowers and what they were talking about in the hearing on Thursday, where one of them said the FBI will simply crush you if you go against, I guess, the official whatever.
I watched the whole hearing, and I will tell you, first of all, these Democrats are just nasty. I mean, what they said and how they said it was really just as offensive as anything I could see. It was just disgusting. I felt real badly for these guys, all of them. I had their opening testimony from each of them day before yesterday, and I read it, so I knew what to necessarily expect. I would say, too, that based on there are other whistleblowers who have already given testimony, but they did it off camera. So there were more than what we saw that have already come forward than what we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Denise, I think we have someone hang on the line. Do you mind if we take a question real quick?
Oh, that's good.
Sounds good. Okay, Aaron in Denver, you're on with Denise Simon.
Hey, well, you know, Professor Politics, Denise, you brought up our so-called broken down, dark side, riding dirty, dumb president down there in Japan, and of course making a total butthole of himself. There's no surprise there. And of course you brought up Frankenstein. Been there too long. Should have been term limited out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the voters are suckers. They keep voting these morons in for another 6 years. And so it's no surprise that she'll be in there, I guess, until either she finally is still alive, or she'll leave office in a body bag. So it's either barely getting out of the seat alive or leaving in a body bag. And Fetterman should never been there. Dr. Oz should have won that race easily. But no, the voters there too, bunch of suckers. The apathy in this country when it comes to vote for people that get it is just on steroids. And another thing about what Denise was talking about, these whistleblowers, I'm not surprised that the riding dirty dark side dumb donkeys are trying to sling F in their faces. But anyway, Professor Potix, Denise, adios.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Aaron in Denver. We appreciate that. Well, you know, you were talking about the Democrats, Denise, and one of them in particular is Stacey Plaskett. She's the Democrat delegate from Virgin Islands. You heard what she said, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I absolutely did. And the other one was Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
They never fail to entertain, I suppose.
But we did find out, because of some other testimony, that there was, in fact, FBI operatives or undercovers.
Yep, I tell you what, I think you're right about that. Hold that thought. I want you to expound on it when we come back from the break, folks. Kyle Warren with you, with Denise Simon, in for Captain Matt this morning. We're coming by right back after this. Don't go anywhere. More with Denise Simon.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Representation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
All right, we are having some fun tonight, no doubt about that. Here we go as far as to say we're going to Wang Chung tonight. I think so, but things are going pretty good here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. All throughout this morning, don't forget, you can call in 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm in for Captain Matt this morning. We're going to go right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. And that's going to be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. Now, you put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car, a truck, what have you, and you make the comparison, and you see what the same kind of coverage that you have right now might cost you with GEICO. But you're going to save when you do that. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle, ATV, or boat, RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money with both of those things. Now, you're really going to save the big money, and we really do mean big money, when you put all that together in a bundle, when you bundle your house. So maybe you've got an apartment, or maybe you have a condo, whatever it might be. Each one has a different rate to it. So bundle all that together, see what the price is going to be, and you never know. You might find out you're going to save a real bundle of money. Again, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com. Do the comparison test today and save. All right, back to Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. Well, just right when we were going to the break, we were getting up to the hard break there. You were talking about the FBI, I think, having informants or operatives that you wanted to talk about.
We found that out. So that has been confirmed more than once, but certainly again yesterday and this time in congressional testimony. it was really to see what the FBI did to these three fellas is really rather ruthless. You know, one of them was being reassigned from his particular location to another location halfway across the country. So they sold their house. He's got four daughters. One of his youngest is only, at the time, was only 2 weeks old. And so he gets out to the new location, goes in to work the next day, and they immediately suspend him.
Yeah.
So he's now without a paycheck. The FBI paid to have him move, pay the movers to move his stuff, and then the FBI wouldn't release their goods, their household goods. So they had no clothes, nothing. So that's like pretty ruthless. The other thing is, the FBI, I think, along with other government agencies, if they think you do something wrong, they either, one, you know, write you up and then they take you through training, or you get reported to some office of behavioral something or something something, and you're given an opportunity to correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get an employment review and you're written up and they say, these are the things we need you to correct and we'll look at you again in 30 days, that's not what happened here. I mean, the FBI just came out and stripped these guys pretty much immediately of their security clearance. Once you're stripped of the security clearance, there's nothing else left for you to do, period. The other fascinating thing, and I've been wondering this all along, when we look at crime statistics, you know, New York's crime, stolen cars or battery or robbery, or, you know, they give us these numbers. This is up 14%. This is up 300%. Well, those numbers are really flawed, because how many people don't even bother to call 911? Even if they call 911, how many places across the United States, Oakland, Los Angeles, Seattle, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, the police don't even show up unless there's at least weapons that have been fired. Otherwise,
right.
So those crime statistics are wrong from the outset. And it's the FBI that actually reports the crime statistics. Well, where do they get it? Because law enforcement agencies across the country are supposed to report them in, so they have some kind of a database, so they can kind of look and see what is happening in the world of non-order and non-law. But having said that, this was confirmed again yesterday, and that is these particular offices were offering bonuses, cash bonuses, to, I don't want to say station chiefs or whatever they're called, station chiefs, what they're called in the CIA.
In the CIA, right, yeah.
Whatever it is. They are offered bonuses if they open up a case that has to do with domestic terrorism versus anything else, versus child trafficking or, you know, any of these other kinds of things that the FBI does. So that automatically tells you that they're after anybody and everybody that they can possibly be after. And, you know, Biden comes out and says the biggest threat, domestic threat, is white supremacy.
Right, yes. So, I remember that he said that. It's over the top.
Yeah. So now it's really affected and infected the Bureau, which we already knew, but it was really confirmed yesterday by their testimony. So now I'm hoping that, you know, these three whistleblowers, and of course there are others, but I hope with the courage, and it took courage for them to show up there yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
And tell their story. I hope it'll encourage other guys on the line to step up, other people within the rank and file of the Bureau to step up and say, this is really what's happening.
Right. Well, as you mentioned earlier, we talked about Stacey Plaskett, the Democratic delegate from the Virgin Islands. She had said basically these MAGA Republicans are a threat to the rule of law, but she also said that this whole thing is trying to, quote, defund law enforcement, like trying to throw all that back onto to the Republicans who are trying to defund law enforcement, but because these whistleblowers are bringing out all this bad stuff, then she's trying to throw a bunch of dirt in the air and say, oh, you're trying to defund law enforcement on steroids. I just thought that was disingenuous at best.
She's actually, she's got an interesting little history here. She's representing the non-vote of the Virgin Islands, but she's actually from the United States.
Interesting.
She's from actually, I think, New York. What a contentious, dark-hearted woman she is. I mean, but, you know, she went after the Twitter whistleblowers, too.
Yes.
You know, she did the same thing then. But, I mean, these... They're really trying to tell a story here, and it isn't just about the FBI being weaponized. I don't know if this hearing yesterday was just strictly for FBI, but I would say lots of other agencies within government have been weaponized, and I would include the Department of Education. I would include the EPA. I would include the Department of Energy, Department of Commerce, you know, because of what they...
Right.
Regulations they put in, they challenge and violate property rights. You know, there's several other things. So it goes way beyond the FBI and what they're doing to private citizens.
Exactly. Well, something else Plaskett said, I was just looking here, she also said, well, these people aren't whistleblowers, basically. You know, it's like, I've just questioned the whole thing, right? She says the law has not determined they are whistleblowers. His attorney is just asserting that, quote unquote. And really, I mean, this is the best that they've got, Denise. This is, you know, they just really think that they can try to just cause all this confusion when it's obvious, you know, what's going on. And you're right. This hearing was weaponization of the federal government overall, I believe.
Yeah. I hope there are other hearings, and I hope they cover some of the other federal government agencies in this type of on this subcommittee. But
yep.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz said the same thing, you know, about being legitimate whistleblowers. Well, they went through, all three of these guys went through the proper channels at the Bureau.
Yep. And here comes the music, unfortunately, Denise. It's cutting our time short, but thank you for coming on. It's been great talking to you. Have a great morning. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Denise Simon, folks, founderscode.com, Kyle Warren in for the captain, back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Come on now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House and Republicans are expected to resume debt ceiling talks on Monday, with a deadline to default approaching. Senator Ted Cruz says the possible use of the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling is, quote, legally frivolous. Cruz also noted that Barack Obama rejected using the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling when he was president. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is set to announce his presidential campaign on Monday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is likely to make his announcement for a White House bid by midweek. Brooks Koepka has his fifth major title and his third PGA championship he won on Sunday. Defending champ Justin Thomas finished tied for 65th place. A SpaceX rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Sunday afternoon with a live crew. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Right. I am so ready to start this segment because we're going to have a little bit of fun here in this segment. And, of course, I've enjoyed my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And just a little bit here in the upcoming segment, we're going to hear from Chris Barkowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But in this segment, we got a little something I think is really going to make you laugh. Before we get to that, by the way, my name is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we race through and rocket through the overnight hours all across America. And this portion of our program being brought to you now by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, of course. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to find the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, astute listeners to the program and longtime listeners, you've heard the captain telling you that he takes the product. He takes Relief Factor. He's been taking it for over 10 years. He takes it every single day because, for one reason and one good reason alone, it actually works. It really does. And we've got all these different stories that come in to the program and, of course, to the captain himself, of people who have taken this product and it's really worked for them. Now, the problems that he's had, of course, namely inflammation, are the same kinds of problems other people have had. This product's going to help you control that inflammation by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and that's where you get the pain and the discomfort and the swelling. Now, if you take it the way it says, you should know by about the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. Most people know within a day or maybe a couple of days. He's had some people that have gotten samples from him, from the captain, come back the very next day saying, how do I get more of this? I've got to have it. So it all depends. You know, everybody's different. But again, you know, you simply go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There are no drugs in this product at all. It's all natural. And that's the one thing you can really rely on with this product, all natural. Go to relieffactor.com/captain and give it a try, the 1995 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, once again, folks, the telephone line, if you'd like to call in and join the program, is 1-877-969-8600. Now, earlier I asked the question, if you thought that the Biden ticket will at some point try to jettison Kamala Harris in favor of somebody else who might be a stronger vote-getter, a stronger candidate at least. So, you know, it remains to be seen. I have my doubts that that would actually happen at this point, but you never know. But here comes Kamala Harris, and she wanted to talk to everybody about equity, okay? So she was speaking at an event, and she had this to say about equity in the United States and trying to define, I suppose, for us, what really is equity? Well, let's listen to the vice president.
That, yes, we do talk about equity. We actually believe it is a good principle, in spite of what some so-called leaders might try to suggest. We are proud of the fact that equity is one of our guiding principles. Proud of the fact that we understand equality is important, but not everybody starts out on the same base. So it sounds like it might be right, everyone gets an equal share, and then they should compete, and the best thing will win. But that assumes everyone starts out on the same base. Equity takes into account that that may not be the case.
So let's unpack that just a little bit, folks. You know, there's equity, obviously, and equality, as I think she's trying to draw the distinctions here. But in our system, in our country, you know, you may not start out on the same base as somebody else in life. As you know, throughout the world history, some people are going to start off maybe a quote, for lack of a better term, a little bit more privileged, or they might have a leg up here or there. But the thing about our country, ladies and gentlemen, is that people have come here with nothing, with zero, zilch, nada. They get here and they start working. They work very hard. I mean, the success stories are just, you know, how many could you ever have of these things? They're just millions of these things. But that's the point of our country, Vice President Kamala Harris. The point of our country is not to homogenize all people into exactly the same position, such that because really what she's getting at, right, is the wealth redistribution, looking at your house and saying, I'm sorry, your house is too big. It's bigger than someone else's house. We've got to fix this. I'm sorry, you have a nicer car. We've got to make sure everybody has the same car. I guess the same electric car, maybe the same electric car that's only going to sit there because you can't charge it because, and I just heard about this too, right? The power grid, not just in California, but it looks like all over the country, because we expect a very hot summer, power grid all across the country is, you know, could be in jeopardy to have to shut down. So where are you going to charge your electric car? Who knows? Who cares, right, from the Democrat Party elite? But getting back to what the vice president was saying, is are we really supposed to believe that there's going to be equity czars, for example? I mean, I'm just trying to draw it out to the logical conclusion. Will there be these equity czars to make sure that everybody starts at the same base? That's not what our country was built on. In fact, our country was built on the opposite, in the sense that people have the drive, the daring do, they have the stick-to-itiveness, they earn it, and they rise up and they make something of themselves. I don't know where else you can really go do that, or where you've been able to do that for the majority of human history, let's say. That's why America is a great experiment. It's ongoing, and you have people like Kamala Harris who want to come in here and say, okay, nope, we're going to change the whole thing around, and they're going to couch it in the phraseology of guess what? You know, we're just making this better. It's going to be more equitable. And if you're against equity or being equitable, now you're somehow bad. I guess you're a bad capitalist, or you're a bad American, or you're a bad Bangor Republican, or you're just bad. But at any rate, I hope you got a little bit of a laugh out of what she was saying, because when she really tries to sound serious, and I'm not trying to be mean, I'm really not, but when she tries to sound super serious, it comes off as being a little funny. But I'm being nice. I'm being super nice with that, aren't I? All right, folks, we're continuing to roll along the radio dial here as we go through the overnight hours. Janet Yellen, and I'm going to ask Chris Markowski about this as soon as we come back from our break here in just a few minutes. Janet Yellen is yelling at us and telling us that the economy is still strong. And I suppose, you know, that to some degree, I mean, it hasn't collapsed. But I don't know if people out there really feel that that's really the case, because I think people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. And like I said, we're going to ask Chris Markowski about this here in just a few minutes when we come back from the next break. So ponder that question there. And then also, of course, I want to ask him as well about, you know, what's going on in the mortgages and people not being able perhaps to go out and refinance at this point because the interest rates are just way, way high. All right. So, again, my question to you, 1-877-969-8600, will they find a way to jettison Kamala Harris from the ticket and try to get somebody else? And who could it be? Well, he's not going to put RFK on the ticket. I know that. I'm almost positive that it would never be RFK. But I guess stranger things have happened, but I wouldn't expect that at all. All right. So once again, as we continue through your radio dial, we do want to tell you as well, once again, and we're letting our listeners know about this, having to do with this AM radio issue that's happening with the new cars out there, where you don't have AM radio and new cars. You know, vital rescue and recovery efforts, religious services, local news, weather reports, these are just a few of the ways AM radio stations are at the heart of their communities, keeping their listeners connected to the information they depend on every single day. And we need your help. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. That's text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. I can't imagine a world without AM radio. You know, but again, the utility of it is so great. And, you know, so many times Captain and I tell people about what's happening with the weather. We tell them about what's happening, even breaking news and so forth. And a lot of people are out there right now driving in their car, listening to their AM radio, and they wouldn't be hearing this kind of thing if these new car makers have their way. So tell Congress that you want to keep the AM radios live and going for a long, long time to come. All right, folks, we're going to go to the break here in just a moment. I hear the music coming up. And when we come back, we've got Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street. You don't want to miss him. Always a great session with Chris. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you and for Captain Matt Bruce. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone number. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Core presentation of the Captain's America, Third Watch.
All right, we are back here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we race across the overnight hours this morning. So many things to talk about. Just a few moments, we're going to welcome our guest, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That includes Moss Acura and also Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And then, of course, they've got the brand new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville up there, State Route 50 near the Suncoast Parkway. And the flagship location, of course, is located 1954 in Newport Richie. That's mossnissan.com, spelled M-A-U-S Nissan.com, mossnissan.com. All right, without further ado, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Lots of stuff to talk about, and I'm so glad you're here because I wanted to ask you, I've been waiting all the whole program to ask you about Janet Yellen, yelling at us, telling us that the economy is still strong. It's sound.
Well, it's on sound footing. There's no. I'm not arguing with that point at all. You know, obviously we have some issues, and I think that she's off to some degree. You got to understand she's a cabinet secretary, which means she's a politician as well. We do have to deal with the inflationary issues. We do have to deal, obviously, with the fiscal situation and our annual deficits, which leads to our gigantic debt. So again, you got to understand, always a politician as a cabinet secretary, and they're always going to tell everybody, it's like the Lego movie. Everything is awesome all the time.
That's right. Everything's awesome. Yeah, that was a cool movie, by the way. I love that song. Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, I'm glad what you're saying here, because I also wanted to ask you, because obviously our economy can be affected by things that happen in the big world, but also with these banks. These banks aren't just up and failing because of something happening in the big world, per se, but isn't it a lot of the management, especially when we looked at SVB Bank, there's a lot going on where, like, they don't know what they're doing. It's the Keystone Cops in there.
Yeah, well, it was funny. I had the CEO, the Gary Becker, who was actually testifying in front of Congress, and he pulled the old, you know, Hogan's Heroes, you know, Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing, I know nothing, I do nothing. You know, he was basically pointing the finger at everyone except himself, the regulators, the Fed. There's a lot of blame to go around with this. Again, anybody with half a brain that took a good hard look at that bank and their positions in regards to borrowing short and lending long knew that there was an ample amount of risk that was backed into that. Again, I don't know what the regulators were doing. The Federal Reserve was asleep at the wheel. You had a lot of pension funds that bought big into SVP. Why? Because they were very awoke. It was it was one of those ESG types of banks. I mean, the New York State pension lost tens of millions of dollars on that. When they could have probably had their money in an energy company and did a hell of a lot better, that's for darn sure. But, you know, that's the issue with these things, is that no one wants to claim responsibility. And you know, they'll talk about clawbacks and the executives and, you know, trying to get some money back. But believe me, it's going to be peace. They're going to be just fine. Their lifestyle's not going to change. But it is. It's incompetence all around.
I can imagine. And you mentioned there about lifestyles not going to change, but so many people's lifestyles, you know, just people going about their daily lives, that changes enormously because of the inflation. How long, Chris, can people hold out really, you know, with higher prices like this before they start making really significant changes?
Well, unfortunately, people aren't making the necessary changes. We're seeing that in the credit card data. The credit card debt is starting to creep up. And, you know, people, you know, you have to make adjustments in your budget when certain things go up. But people haven't done that yet, and they better do it, because I don't see inflation coming down to that great of a degree. And that lot, you know, has to do with the Federal Reserve. It has to do with regulations. And the fact that, you know, the government keeps piling on regulation after regulation, whether it be new stuff in regards to your gas stove or dishwasher, washing machine, the EPA with the new requirements on power plants going to make everybody's electricity costs go up. We already spend over $2 trillion a year just dealing with the regulatory code. The folks that we have in charge and the executive branch and all these acronym agencies, which all act as judge, jury, and executioner, it's costing us a fortune. And the Fed can't do a darn thing about that.
It's very interesting. Yes, well, yeah, I keep hearing that the Fed needs to impose enough pain before, you know, inflation starts coming down. And I always think that, you know, I thought we're supposed to create opportunity or create an environment where the interest rates would come down naturally as opposed to trying to cause pain.
Well, a lot of it is jawboning by the Federal Reserve. But, you know, I've been doing this, you know, going on three decades now. Interest rates are not high. They're not. I go back to the last period of time where we really had great GDP growth here in this country. You got to go all the way back to the Clinton administration. And, you know, interest rates were higher. I mean, you could get, a 10-year treasury was paying 5.5-6% back at that point in time. And we had, that was in the whole, dot-com internet revival, and the economy was doing very, very well. Rates have normalized to some degree. They really have. The idea that rates are high right now, to me, is absurd. Because as a financial advisor, I like the fact that I can get some sort of return on my risk-free assets and cash positions. Again, I've got clients that are retirees or close to retiring that have to keep a certain portion of their money in cash and cash equivalents. And for the past almost 20 years now, they haven't gotten any return on that. And finally, we're seeing that. That doesn't mean that the economy can't grow. What's holding the economy back overall, again, is government and regulations. Government needs to get out of the way.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely well said. And also, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about this Disney canceling their $1 billion campus that they were supposed to build in Florida, and now they're going to take it out somewhere else? What do you think about that, and what's the future? Because Disney's not doing well right now, if you look at their stock and the streaming and all the criticism they're getting.
I do believe that that's just a way of them canceling what they wanted to do and finding somebody to blame for it. But, yeah, overall, that the company really needs to, to cut costs. It wasn't the only announcement that they had made yesterday. They also rent that brand-new, super-expensive hotel that they built. That's being shut down in September. So they're dealing with issues. People are not going to see their movies anymore. And they brought back Bob Iger, and he's going to have to make some significant changes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that's the Star Wars themed hotel that you're talking about. And,
I'm not going to spend $5,000 a night to pretend that I'm on a spaceship.
Really?
I'm not going to call that.
Well, no, I hear you on that. Well, and you mentioned about people aren't going to their movies. Yeah, because I think they're letting the politics now drive the movies. Whereas as opposed, they were making movies that everybody loved or everybody wanted to go see. And then, they start up with this, for lack of a better expression, wokeness, which is also ties back to what you were talking about with the SVB bank people. I mean, it's this whole thing is permeating our realm now, and it's wherever it goes, it just acts like acid. It disintegrates things.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, the movies, the lineup. I mean, they used to kill it. I mean, with kids, whenever anything came out, and they've got other movie studios that have been kicking their butt. As of late, and they did it to themselves. And again, there's going to be some pullback from that, and they do have to cut some costs. You take a look at their streaming business with Hulu. They haven't figured out how to make money with that. Even Disney Plus, their streaming service there, not doing that well, losing subscribers. So again, everybody's trying to figure out this whole new way that people are going to consume media, and Disney hasn't been able to do it yet. They're going to have to cut costs.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And this, I hope this isn't too far out of left field, but do you think the WGA strike is that going to come to a conclusion soon? Because that's all about streaming and all of the revenue.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The WGA strike, I mean, that's also part of the streaming thing, and that could cause costs to go up too, because they're going to have to pay these writers a mint now, and they're probably going to raise their streaming.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, because again, how they're getting paid now based upon these streaming services. Also, the writers are also worried about artificial intelligence and how they're worried that you're going to have stories written by computers rather than themselves. That's another concern of theirs.
Well, for Disney, it'll be called the Little Computer, I'm sure. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com, thank you so much. Here comes the music. We will talk to you again real soon, sir. You have yourself a great morning.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks once again. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. I'm Kyle Warren, in for the captain, and I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.